Regarding what action to take against South Africa's ambassador to the Netherlands, Bruce Koloane. Koloane was caught in a lie at the state capture inquiry this week after he claimed to not have used the name of former President Jacob Zuma in facilitating the landing of a Gupta plane at the Waterkloof Air Force Base in 2013. It later emerged in recordings that he had in fact done so. It's also been reported that Koloane continued to help the Guptas in his position as ambassador.
I do think we need to have a discussion with the president. We've not had such a discussion as yet. It is my intention that we do discuss whether any particular action might be merited.
Corruption Watch says there's no need for the NPA to reject donation offers made to it. This after prosecution's boss Shamila Batohi revealed that the authority has been inundated by offers from entities, businesses and private citizens to provide financial support to the NPA. Corruption Watch executive David Lewis says the offers shouldn't interfere with the NPA's independence.
I don't think that money should be received for prosecuting a particular person or a particular crime. It's not even necessary that the NPA should know what the sources of the money are. What underlies this office is, these offers is not a desire to interfere with the prosecutorial independence of the NPA.
The EFF has condemned the appointment of Maria Ramos to the interim board of the Public Investment Corporation. The appointment shall be effective.